听力课堂，听 class.com。
2. Here comes the bride. Introduction. A. Some American men have this thinking. Why buy the cow if you can get all your milk free?
B. Marriage is not like having a room full of roses. You get out of it whatever you put into it. Another way of expressing this is, you've made your bed, now you're going to have to sleep in it.
C. She got the gold mine, he got the shaft. That means when the judge decided how the property would be divided in the divorce, the woman received the biggest part of the marital assets. Most men say, it's not marriage that scares me, it's the divorce court I'm most afraid of.
D. In most instances, a man who has never been married will prefer to marry a woman who has also never been married.
E. Most men prefer having a wife who is younger than them. It's unusual for a man to marry a woman older than himself. Older women who like younger men are frowned upon in American culture. Sample sentences. 1. Brad really means a lot to me.
2. As soon as I met her, I knew I would spend the rest of my life with her.
3. If you love someone, set them free. If they come back to you, they're yours. If they don't, they weren't yours in the first place.
4. I think some people get married before the age of 20.
5. In fact, we're planning a formal engagement for this Christmas 2001 and an exchange of vows in the spring of 2006.
6. They are looking forward to the union of our love.
7. I simply knew I wanted to have certain qualities in a mate, and that if the right person came along, marriage was great.
8. When we finally met in person, it was love at first sight.
9. He is the person I will always love without end, without bounds, and with all my heart.
10. We sometimes struggle with being newlyweds and an instant family. However, we wouldn't trade any of this for anything in the world.
11. As a matter of fact, we are talking about marriage, although it is not official yet. Conversations. 1.
Thanks for inviting me to your friend's wedding. I was surprised to hear the bride and groom talking to each other that way during the marriage ceremony. Is that common?
Well, some people use a standard set of words, but many couples today write their own wedding vows.
Your tradition of throwing rice as they got into the car was interesting, but it didn't look like real rice to me.
It wasn't. It was bird seed. We don't throw rice anymore because someone discovered that birds come along and eat the rice and have trouble digesting it.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Well, this reception reminds me of wedding parties back in China. Plenty of food and drink, music and dancing, and interesting traditions.
Wait until you see what happens next. The bride is getting ready to throw her bouquet. Let's go over and watch.
She's got quite a crowd around her. Oh, look, that little girl caught it.
She's my friend's 10-year-old niece. I guess there won't be another wedding in this family for a long time.
2.
Hey, Kevin, what are you doing here? Don't you usually spend Tuesday nights at home studying?
I needed to get out of the house. My parents just went ballistic over something my older sister told them.
What did she tell them? Is she dropping out of college?
Nothing that serious. She finally told them that she moved out of the dormitory a few months ago and has been living with her boyfriend.
And your parents took it badly?
That's putting it mildly. My father started shouting at my sister, and my mother just glared at her.
Ouch, that sounds bad. What did your sister do?
She started arguing back to my dad about how much she loves her boyfriend, how they're in love and it's not hurting anybody, and so on. My dad said she's too young to do this, and that she should move out right away.
How long has your sister been with her boyfriend?
3 years. They've been dating since freshman year. They're even talking about marriage.
Really? Then I guess living together would be a good idea.
What do you mean?
Well, these days, too many people are getting divorced. If they live together, then at least they're finding out if they're really compatible or not.
I guess so. Better to find out now than after you're married, when it's harder to get out.
3.
Hi, Becky. What's up?
Not much, except that my mother-in-law is driving me up the wall.
What's the problem?
She loves to nitpick and criticizes everything that I do. I can never do anything right when she's around.
For example?
Well, last week I invited her over to dinner. My husband and I had no problem with the food, but if you listened to her, then it would seem like I fed her old meat and rotten vegetables. There's just nothing that can please her.
No, I can't see that happening. I know you're a good cook, and nothing like that would ever happen.
It's not just that. She also criticized how we raised the kids.
My mother-in-law used to do the same thing to us. If it wasn't disciplining them enough, then they were disciplining them too much. She also complained about the food we fed them, the schools we sent them to, and everything else under the sun.
You said she used to. How did you stop her?
We basically sat her down and told her how we felt about her constant criticizing, and how we welcomed her advice, but hoped she'd let us do our things. She understood, and now everything is a lot more peaceful.
That sounds like a good idea. I'll have to try that.
4. What's the matter, Lisa? You don't look too good.
I just found out that my husband is cheating on me.
You mean Mark? He seems like such an honest guy.
That's what I thought. It seems that he's been seeing someone else for about 2 months.
2 months? How did you find out?
I asked for leave and was at home when the telephone rang. I picked it up and a girl asked to talk to Mark. She then asked if I was his sister, and I said no, I was his wife. She hung up immediately.
So you asked him about the girl who called?
Yeah, he first said it was someone from work. He gave me a lame excuse, and so I pressed him on it.
What did he do?
He kept trying to make stupid excuses, and then broke down and admitted to a small indiscretion.
Indiscretion? How can an indiscretion last 2 months? I mean, you two have been married for 2 years. How can he do that to you?
I told him I would divorce him if he wouldn't tell me the truth or end the relationship with her.
Good. I totally agree with what you did.
Words and expressions. 1. Groom.
2. Ceremony.
3. Vow.
4. Bird seed.
5. Bouquet.
6. Ballistic.
7. Mildly.
8. Compatible.
9. Drive up the wall.
10. Nitpick.
11. Rotten.
12. Discipline.
13. Under the sun.
14. Constant.
15. Cheat on.
16. Lame.
17. Break down.
18. Indiscretion.